Hey kids, and welcome to the very first immunities of Act It Season 3! I don't have anything prepared, so I'm just gonna get right to it. Up first is Heaven Incarnate.
Hi, we're Dylan and Cole Sprouse, and we're actors. Well, we try to be anyway. We've gone through more agents than Amy Winehouse has gone through crack pipes. And, to be honest, her acting career is withering. And all we really have is each other, since we're never really seen apart from one another. Acting is the only thing we know how to do. Passably. What else can we possibly do to strengthen our career?
I don't know. Learn how to act exceptionally.
Good idea, Adrian Vader. But how do we do that?
Okay, here.
Act it? What's that?
It's a seasonal competition in which you can hone your acting skills and be made fun of by the judges. All in the same show.
Wow! Like a two-package deal! What do we get if we win?
Bragging rights on the interwebs?
Wow, really? This is sure to restore our career now!
Okay, shut the fuck up. Your optimism is starting to make me itch.
Act it. Just what the name implies. Both more verbal abuse and less social life. Join today! Well, not really, because auditions are closed, but listen today!
Following up, Disney's favorite duo is Bogus Bryson. Take it away!
Hello there. My name is Greg Ayers, and I have an important message to tell you.
Right now, the most awesome show ever to spawn from the land of awesome is going on at virtualhollywood.net. The name of this epitome of greatness is Act It, and it has everything you could ever want from a competition audio show. It's got guy actors, it's got girl actors, it's got mother-f***ing wet squirrels. So go to virtualhollywood.net right now and listen to Act It Seasons 1, 2, and ongoing 3.
Now, go press that play button and
jizz in your pants!
Okay, after that catastrophic, nobody, we have Valkyrie Sellers.
Hi y'all, I'm Hannah Montana, also known as Miley Cyrus. And well, when I'm not busy being a total slut and trying to defy Disney to get out of my contract because I'm sick and tired of this life making millions and millions of dollars and influence young children, I like to listen to a little thing called Sing It. Now, this little thing is on this site called Virtual Hollywood. You get it, virtual Hollywood, just like real Hollywood, only virtual, like on a website. Well, anyway, I like to go to this site called Virtual Hollywood and listen to this little thing called Sing It. It's hosted by this little old man named Dylan Collins. And well, I just love each and every theme. You see, they have all these different themes that these contestants who aren't good enough to be in the limelight like me, Miley Cyrus. Oh, they're not good enough to be picked up by Disney, but anyway, I digress. Well, they do these different challenges every week. They sing different genres. And well, they just sing these little genres and they just light my heart aflutter. They're so wonderful. Well, there was this one time in this one season where they sang, that's right, dramatic pose. They sang teeny bopper songs. And you know what? I am just that darn popular that they did all these songs that I have sang. It was just the bee's knees, you know, it was so wonderful. Well, of course, I am the best singer ever to have lived. I mean, everyone wants to be me. And now that I am a super awesome hoe, everyone still wants to be me. It's just the most wonderful thing. But I digress. I keep on digressing. I need to stop doing that. Well, let's see. You should totally listen to this. Sing it. Because it's the most wonderful thing. It features my songs. Well, only that one episode. So wait, you shouldn't listen to Sing It. Not the entire show, but just that one episode that features my songs. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go make millions of dollars by being a Disney celebrity and coming out with different movies. I'm starring in one with the Jonas Brothers soon. Well, okay, thanks, bye!
Okay, so when I was working at Disneyland, I skipped work the day that she had her sweet 16. Anyway, now that everyone's taken a drink, lastly, we have Bree.
Hey, Black Star.
Yeah?
Lord Death gave us a new mission.
Huh? Who's Dill Colin and Tremblings?
It says Dylan Collins and Tregatry.
I thought you learned how to read a long time ago.
Yeah, whatever, Tsubaki. Who's that? What business has it got to do with a big star such as myself?
Well, it says here. Oh, it's an acting competition.
Whoa, a competition? Let me see that!
But Blackstar...
Wow, how thoughtful. I didn't think Lord Death would set up a competition just for me to show how big of a star I am.
You idiot. You need to win it before you can say something like that.
Yeah? Says who?
Common sense, obviously.
So what do I have to do?
It says here that to win you have to come out on top at the end of a 12-week competition, rising amongst various obstacles such as monologues, demo reels, and auditions. Your acting and performance abilities are put to the test. And out of the 50 that get past the monologue stage, it frequently gets split until, well, there's one winner.
Which we all know is gonna be me! Yoo-hoo! Screw Sol and Maka! And Kid, too! When this is all over, we'll see who the biggest guy is, and that guy is gonna be me! I'm gonna go get myself a sick monologue. Let's go show them what being a big star is all about! Tsubaki, performance mode!
Okay, the first immunity is for season 3, Tregatry.
Woo!
So should we just start? I guess we'll just say talk about them in the order that we heard them. So Heaven Incarnates.
I thought it was funny because Dylan Cole Sprouse, that little thing made me laugh.
I don't know who that is.
They're the
Sweet Life.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
They were kind of hard to understand because they talked at the same time.
That's the only problem I had with this, is that they spoke at the same time. I understand it was the comedic effect, but it was really hard to understand. But it was funny.
I liked your Adrian Vader better than my Adrian Vader, because yours does that with his tongue thing.
Well, maybe you can incorporate that into it, yeah.
Oh, I will. And I'm not going to give him any credit. Bogus Bryson, I don't know who Greg Ayers is. Was that a legit impression, Tregatry?
I don't know who Greg Ayers is.
I think he's a voice actor.
My definition of a celebrity is someone I've heard of. So.
Well, I consider it a legit celebrity. I just don't know, so I don't know if the impression was good. I like the Wet Squirrels line, though.
I thought yours was really funny, and I like. Okay, Bogus and Heaven, I loved both of yours because they were short.
Yeah, which brings us to Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, it was a good idea and all, but it was really long.
She pulled a Dark Wolf.
She did pull a Dark Wolf.
Less is more, Valkyrie, on these immunities. It started out really funny, though. Like, I laughed at first, and then it just drug out. I think improv might have been a bad idea. And then, Bree.
Again, I find a celebrity to be someone I've heard of, so... Yeah.
I didn't understand the reference. What anime was this for? Darkstar.
I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Greg Ayers is apparently a voice actor. Best known for anime. He's Karu in Ordon. Okay. I actually know his voice then.
The thing about Breeze, it really built and it got me excited how high energy it was.
Yeah. Except
like
there was
really
a lot
epic
of shouting.
At the end. That made me excited for acting. They were getting ready to fight it out.
But it was long.
I liked it. But, I would
Bogus
go either way.
Bogus also had a pretty high energy one.
Yeah, he did. But Breeze had people fighting, and she did more than one voice. And they sounded like legit anime voices. I don't know that Bogus' Greg Ayers was any good, but I don't know because I don't know who Greg Ayers is.
Well, I don't know who either of them are.
Okay, I don't either. But I did notice there's a differentiation of voices in Breeze. Alright, so who are your top two? Let's do that.
For me getting the jokes and also, you know...
Overall, who do you like the best? Which two?
I liked Heaven and Bogus.
I liked Heaven and... Heaven and Bree. So I guess that means since we both liked Heaven, Heaven is...
Wait, I thought you didn't like Heaven because he had two voices talking at once.
Right, but I liked... The two that I like the best.
Okay, got it.
Heaven. But okay. Only because I don't know who Greg Ayers is.
Okay.
And I thought that Breeze and Heaven's, I thought they put the most effort into mixing theirs.
Yeah.
So So, yeah, I guess since we both have Heaven as one of our top two, then Heaven Incarnate, you're immune this week.
Woo!
However, you can still get cast in the roles, so you can still push people out. Yeah, so that's the immunities. Thank you guys for submitting. Good luck.
Good luck.